Here we are at the Kansas Speedway, and we're getting ready to watch the American Ethanol car. The car is going to be painted with the American Ethanol logo and paint scheme. With me is Tom Bias with Growth Energy. Of course, American Ethanol is a joint effort between Growth Energy and the National Corn Growers Association. And Tom, why is this so important for the ethanol industry?
Well, Cindy, it's important because it's a great way for us to get the facts about ethanol out to the American public. And NASCAR has such a huge following, 80 to 100 million fans that follow it loyally. And racing and fuel kind of go together. And I've often felt that there's probably no sport more American than NASCAR, and there's certainly no fuel more American than ethanol. So that partnership's worked well.
Well, and this is the first year that NASCAR has run on a blend of E15, and that's really important when we're looking at, you know, this the blend wall come crashing in on us, and EPA approving at least partially E15 for motorists just in general, right?
Absolutely. Well, and NASCAR's the first cars in America to run on E15. Mm-hmm. Starting in February in all three of their racing series. And it sends a message, you know, the Sunoco Green E15 that these guys are using. The consumer can say, well, look, you know, if these cars can run it, why can't I? And oftentimes, as you well know, a lot of our critics pass around old information or misinformation. And it's not true, but it certainly sticks unless you counter it. And our effort here is to change the facts, or get the facts out to the American consumer.
Mm-hmm. And now, like I said, one of the critics of ethanol is that it's fuel efficiency, it's less fuel efficient. And really, NASCAR has made a pretty seamless transition to E15, haven't they?
They haven't made a seamless transition. If you talk to any of the drivers or the teams or their mechanics or their engineers, they'll tell you that it's a great fuel. They get more horsepower. They haven't seen the mileage loss, and that'll be the same for the American consumer.
Well, this is an exciting day at this at the Kansas Speedway, because not only are you going to have the color, paint scheme on the car, but you've also got a big sign out there so that not only for the fans here, but for the fans watching at home, they'll be able to see American Ethanol in full color, right?
Absolutely, full color. And of course, we certainly would love to see the American Ethanol car in Victory Lane, but you have to keep in mind that whoever's in Victory Lane is going to be running on E15.
Mm-hmm. And the driver of the American Ethanol car, Clint Bowyer, he won the truck race, I understand.
Yes, he won yesterday. He's just down the road from Emporia, Kansas. He knows the value of American ethanol and agriculture to our nation's national security, energy security, and as a great spokesperson as well.
Yeah, he has been great in the last week. We've heard a lot from him about ethanol. He's been doing media interviews all over the place and really talking up ethanol. You must be proud of him.
We are very proud of him, Cindy.
And, well, tell me just also, for those people not familiar with NASCAR, you've got three different series that are all running on E15, correct?
Correct. They have the truck series, then they have the nationwide series, and then the most popular one, or the bigger one, is the Cup Series, the Sprint Cup Series. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're going to run today. And again, you know, it's a huge American spectator sport. Mm-hmm. I think they get more live attendance than any sport in America. They have 80 to 100 million loyal followers. They probably have 5 or 6 million people that watch every race. And again, it's a great message for us, a great way to deliver our message. And we think it's good.
Well, and speaking of the live attendance here, you've got quite a few ethanol producers and corn growers here live today, right?
We do. Everyone was excited to be able to pick a race to come to. And since we were doing the paint out on the 33 car, a lot of focus was here. And we have, I think, 1,200 farmers and ethanol producers that just came down specifically for this race.
All right, very good. And they'll be cheering for the American Ethanol car here at the Kansas Speedway. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.